Did it ever occur to you that some of these scientifically advanced monkeys make bombs as a simple expedient for survival? Did it ever occur to you that some of these scientifically advanced monkeys make bombs as a simple expedient for survival?
Ocean's burning, ghosts returning, only murderers survive. Demons clowning, angels drowning, cannibalism thrives. Grab a chainsaw, drugs and alcohol, gasoline, guns and knives. Chuck bugs and snails, if all else fails, hell is a good place to hide.
If you know how to do it, then you're getting it on. Living every minute like the next will be gone. Banking big things, striking big things, spanking big things, too true to be strange.
City splitting, Iggy's quitting, anarchy catches straight rays. Lightning lashing, thunder thrashing, judgment is the ugliest day. Mad panic, planet panic, satanic chants invade airways. No time left to stretch breath. Where's the after death party?
If you know how to do it, then you're getting it on. Living every minute like the next will be gone. Banking big things, striking big things, spanking big things, too true to be strange. If you know how to do it, then you're getting it on. Living every minute like the next will be gone. Banking big things, striking big things, spanking big things, too true to be strange.
Ultimately, somebody pushes a button. And just as ultimately, this earth disappears. And all of this, I suppose, is right and practical and expedient. A few germs will rise up out of the rubble and wave microscopic flags of victory. Shed a few microscopic tears for the race of men.
Baby's boozing, missiles cruising, brain doesn't make it better. Doctors killing, orcs are spilling, twitching deadheads get severed. Wet machete, red and ready, chopping chimpanzees like cheddar.
Every minute like the next will be gone. Banking big things, striking big things, spanking big things, too true to be strange. If you know how to do it, then you're getting it on. Living every minute like the next will be gone. Banking big things, striking big things, spanking big things, too true to be strange.
We live in a cesspool, a septic tank. A gigantic sewage complex in which runs the dregs, the filth, the misery-laden slop of the race of men. His hatred, his prejudices, his passions, and his violence. And the keeper of the sewer? Man. He is a scientifically advanced monkey who walks upright and with eyes wide open into an abyss of his own making. His bombs, his fallout, his poison, his radioactivity. Everything he designs has a heart for dying. Is his excuse to live for me. Now, Harvey, we live in an exquisite bedlam. An insanity. Maybe all the more grotesque by the fact that we don't recognize it as insanity.